WRO WAB.
Yes, sir. NAWRO.
Got the repeater on the 44 net.
Awesome. Well, how many more check boxes do you have to go? It's there, really.
One other one, I think. So it was definitely a learning experience, and I got a whole different level of respect for Central, Sean, all those other guys. Wow.
It's a little bit of a milestone in your ham radio career there. I like that. So actually, when you get it in place, you should probably do a segment at class on it. You know, the guys would be really interested.
It would be quite a story. You just have to think about it from how it started. Let's get it ending. Let's get it up. But it'll be quite a story.
Yeah, once it's actually performing prime time and everyone knows about it and starts using it, then we can do a little backstory on how it came to be.
Well, one slot's going to be whatever you want to do with it, worldwide, anywhere you want to go, Colorado, New York, Venezuela, anywhere. The other one's just going to be locked down to local. So it'll be fun.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Don't know. I don't want to jinx this, but I don't think there's any sky warning going to happen today, but you never know. And then, of course, we have our net, and it's NHL-Y's turn. So Tom will be doing the net control, and then, of course, I'll take care of the repeater setup, and John will probably be his backup, and I think we've got it covered.
I haven't seen any storm forecasts. All I've been getting up north, yes. All I've been getting, and Lake Michigan seems to get a lot of storm warnings, you know, with all of this heat. But basically up north, we've been lucky. So I think we got another day or two of this super heat.
Yeah, there seems to be some debate on if yesterday was going to be the worst. I think today is actually going to be the worst now. You know, by a couple of degrees. Either way, it's still going to be hot out there. So looking at the radar right now, yeah, we just got the heat warnings. Mid-Michigan in Wisconsin on the north side, just like yesterday. It looks like they got some storms that might come in, but knock on wood, I think we might be all right. But then come the weekend, we might get something. We'll see.
That's good. Today, sticking on the weather subject, my mind is just going all over the place, plus today's Thursday's meeting. Today, the humidity is supposed to climb up a lot, and that's going to add to the mystery. You know, so far, it's been relatively dry. It's been, what do they say, a dry heat, but I guess that's going away. So now we're going to have a wet heat, and that's going to be...
NAWRO. Yeah, my niece and nephew... And their kids are up from Florida. And, you know, we're all talking about this weather because, to me, it's pretty bad. And they're going, yeah, well, you know, it's about the same we get down there. I go, oh, boy. That's why I don't live in Florida.
I heard the snake problem has gotten over the top down there, too. You heard about that? They're actually paying hunters money based on the length of the snake that you catch and kill. I guess it's become obsessive.
I think I heard about something like that. Put a bounty on them. The good old boys from the bayou, get them out there down in the Florida way. And they had that one with the gator, too. I guess the gator got somebody down there.
I didn't hear anything about a gator being a problem. I did hear the thing. Like I said, I just know what I hear on the news. You know, I don't know anything for fact, but this was actually on a regular news channel. It wasn't on I think MLive covered it or something. So that gives it a little bit more credibility. So that's good. Yeah, this thing works a lot cleaner. This is using the mobile dash thing that we were talking about yesterday with John. So that works so good. But yeah, back on that, that's fine. So yeah, the grandkids spent the night last night. Mama had to work, and the RC car, race car place in Chesterfield that my son is really into, they're closing up. The guy tried to raise his rent like $3,000 a month. And the guy, you know, the guy's pretty well to do, but like he said, he says, I don't mind not making money, just breaking even. He goes, but with that kind of jack, he goes, it's going to cost me to keep this racetrack going. And so they had a big farewell party last night. So I'm sure that involves some adult beverages. So daddy's still not here to pick up the grandkids. But we had the grandkids last night. One of them's still laying next to me. Took them out to the lake, the beach there in New Baltimore. There were a lot of people there. I was kind of surprised. It was nice to see that. So, tell them what? Oh, yeah, and I was teaching Randy how to float around on a life jacket, so she didn't trust the life jacket, but she knows to keep her head up now and don't swallow water.
Well, those are good life lesson tips, so always remember that. Yeah, it's interesting in that building. I mean, he's going to have to tear up the track. I wonder if it's going to all be surplus out or whatever. That's too bad. Nothing that you can do about that, but, oh.
Well, he's, you know, he's close to our age, you know, so he does, like you said, he was just doing it for fun, something to keep him occupied and things like that. Like he told Wally, he says, I'm not going to lose money doing this.
Yeah, in a way you're giving back. You know, even breaking even, you're giving back to the community. That's his way of doing it, but he has a line to draw like everybody has. And if it's going to be a negative, then okay, we're done. It was a good run. I'm done.
But he just didn't ever see the extra $3,000 coming his way. So, but yeah, New Baltimore did a good thing last night. They had, what did they call it? Oh, a band in the park or something like that. So they had music and a band there and everything else like that. It was hot. The ice cream place was giving away ice cream if you were listening to the music, you know. So it was a good thing last night. It was kind of fun. It turned out good.
Ice cream.
There you go. See? And she wanted ice cream.
Which ice cream do you like better, chocolate or vanilla?
Twist.
There you go. You heard it right from her, W-A-B-D. She is a Twist girl.
She's going to be a politician. She gets best of both.
That's right. Right down the middle. Until she gets in office and then you find out what she really is. That's the way it goes nowadays.
All right, Wally. Well, I guess we probably should, we're checking the weather map here. We should check the DTE outage map as well to see glad that Sean got his power on. If anyone in Macomb County is not doing so well.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, what he had in mind, I thought about doing too. You know, having a portable generator, run your air conditioner, and, you know, if you have a soft start, then it would go, you know, as far as that goes, you know, because a soft start just ramps up the amperage, you know, and then that would work. But, you know, that's a thing. And I went with a small generator because of fuel consumption, but watch, with my luck, it'll be a summer like this, you know, and there'll be an outage, and then I'm going to be really mad at myself because I don't even have a soft starter.
Well, of course, everyone's in a different situation. So in my case, I think we'll go with, it's just myself now, primarily just myself. So I could go with one window unit, and I do have the, casement windows, so I could put it in. Although I do like that one you're talking about, the new ones they got, the little boxy square ones, you roll them around. You just got to find a drain for them. And as long as it's 110, I could make that work.
On the newer ones, you don't even need a drain. They mist the water and blow it out the window.
Yeah, but you still got to have, that's good. I like that. I didn't know that. You still got to have access to outside, though. The one we had in the office that I was at years ago where Sean works, it was all internal, and it there was no outside, you know, but it worked good, but it had a tank, and you had to empty the tank, and everyone always forgot to empty the tank.
Yeah, like I said, the new ones do that. You know, if you do get one of the casement ones, just get the dual hose. because, you know, even though they say, oh, this one's 12K, blah, 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 you know, or, you know, 12,000 BTUs, you know, it's not if you got the single one, because it's taking half the air out of the space. So you're definitely going to want it to go the other way, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I do remember it was many years ago. Kids were little. Same thing, multiple day outage, hot weather, and we did have a window unit, and we put it right here in the family room. So we all just kind of hunkered down in the family room. But, yeah, I know I feel for those people that don't have any AC at all. All right, Wally, you have a good one. You got to get up and make the kiddos breakfast. N-8-W-R-O, listening.
N-8-W-R-O, W-8-O-S-A. How's it going, Tim?
Hey, Joe. How's it going with you? Staying cool enough, I hope. Hope you're not working today.
Well, I'm working, but I'll be moving between the air-conditioned cars, the air-conditioned office, so all is well.
Very good. Yeah, that's the way to do it, really. Man, I tell you. I know we say it too much, this hot spread we're having here, but it is bad. It's bad out there in the morning. I had to move the car out in the driveway, and it's bad now, let alone later.
Yeah, yesterday was really bad. I went to the gym at 6 in the morning, and the moment I opened that door wall to leave my house, it just turned into a, it's almost like you're staying inside a hairdryer.
So the question, I think it was Sean that asked the question yesterday. If you actually, hypothetical question, if you had a power outage, would you rather have a power outage in the winter or in the summer during a heat spell like this?
Well, having gone through a 4-day power outage in both seasons, one from an ice storm and one from a hot day like today where the lines in my backyard decided to fry. I would prefer the hot day.
So it's kind of a each to their own question, depending on what you got. But I was thinking back to what Wally and I were talking. We got the small generators. So I could deploy that and get in the middle of winter. You know, hopefully it works. Running. I can't deploy that and keep my AC running. So as long as I have a good functioning generator, I would pick, I guess, if I had to have an outage in the winter, because in theory I could at least keep the furnace going. But how about we have none of that?
I agree. It keeps bad juju away. However, it's nice to be prepared and have that plan ahead of time. And yeah, I've ran the generator to get my furnace, keep my furnace alive. The problem is, even though my generator is fairly big, I think it's a 8,500 watt generator. The problem I have is the thing can't run forever. You got to run it every couple hours, it seems like. So in the winter, it's not fun making sure the thing's going all night long. And then I have another theory, too, that I can always go in the basement in the summertime. Basement's usually cooler, so... That or somebody's pool.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, something's, I got an older house, so it's not the ideal situation, but with the AC running like it's been, I go down the basement, semi-finished, so same thing, you could go down there. It's freezing cold. I mean, it's really cold, and there's a zone 4 down there. I never use that, never turn the ducts on, because everything ends up down there anyways as far as the cold. But yeah, looking at my little champion, it's 6,250 starting watts, 5,000 running. So I can run the house on it, just, of course, nothing 220.
W8LFA, yeah. I've been watching more videos of people getting home batteries set up. So I kind of like the way that's done. I'd like to figure that out. You have a standby battery for your house for all kinds of things, depending on where it was. And then you run the generator to top off the batteries every few hours. I think that would be the ticket. What do you say?
That would actually be ideal, is to have that, and then for those guys that can afford it in the right area, the photo cells, what do we call them, on the roof, try to do that part. I want to get into that where you can sell the power back to Edison, but, you know, let's face it, that's not going to happen. But I agree with your idea. You have a buffer there. There's a little buffer, so you don't necessarily have to run the generator all the time. And on a much smaller scale, when we do the Skywarn net, I'm always thinking we're in the middle of a storm. That's when the power is going to go out. I don't even have a battery for the radios, you know, on the base here. So I'd like to have a little bit of a UPS. So there's like maybe a half hour buffer where I can get the generator plugged in and the house back online. So yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I saw a guy on YouTube. He made his own battery generator, quote unquote, for during a household fridge. I thought it was 24 hours on one battery without plugging into anything else, not charging it. I was like, wow, okay. Why am I wasting all this gas with my generator that just sucks through 5 gallons at a time when I could use this and then charge that while in between cycles?
Yeah, that definitely would be the ideal setup to have. I have run my generators a couple of years ago. I did it for 3 years up here in Richmond. Two and a half, I guess. And overnight it would run. I could, the full tank of gas would run for 10 hours. But of course, you have to shut it down, drop the house in order to refuel it. You don't want to be refueling it while it's running. And that's an argument for the dual fuel generators, like I think Sean said he had natural gas. I can't remember. Or maybe it was LP. Could have been LP. But either way, yeah, that's a little cleaner than the fuel. But whatever. I got the gas one.
Yeah, I have the gas one, too. My original intention was to convert it for natural gas. But they have it sitting on the back of the house for a natural gas grill that I felt like I could probably utilize. But I heard, I could be wrong, that when you run off of natural gas or propane, it doesn't put as much power out. So that's also a compromise.
In a WRO, yeah, I heard something like that as well. So I imagine you'd have to, you know, consider that in your factor of what you're running. And when I hook up, I always, it's like the section of the Apollo 13 movie where they're trying to, fire up the LEM again, I think it was, and they just do one circuit at a time. And that's the same thing I do in my panel. I just one at a time, click, 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 click. And if you listen, you can hear the generator kind of adjust as you throw a little bit more power on. I do have an inverter-style generator, which I like because it's cleaner power, especially if we're going to be using it for radios and electronics and stuff.
Yeah, that's my next question. You're pretty big into the whole AirPSC Skywarn stuff. Do you have a battery system for your home radios where it switches from household power to a battery?
No, that's what I was saying. I am actually missing that component. I got a new Astron power supply. It's a good one, linear, but it does not have the battery to it. And, you know, in retrospect, I should have get that. Now, I can add that after the fact. It could be a separate component. And it kind of got me. Now, I'm pretty close to Sean's repeater here in Richmond, so if I lost power, I could pick up an HT, or I suppose I could actually even go on the mobile, depending on the situation. But ideal world, that's what my shack needs, especially with the work we're doing.
Yeah, if you're hosting that or something, I would imagine that would be good to have. I want one as well. They're all going to be too much money, though. I think they're like $120 or something like that for one of those switches. You can put a battery on and it monitors your household current before it goes to the power supply. Or is it after?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one, but that's another thing, the brownouts. I don't like it. It takes half a second to figure out, hey, what's happening? The power's not out, but yet the lights are dimmer. And I've heard that that's really bad on refrigerators and freezers and stuff like that. So as soon as that hasn't happened in a while, but when it does, I want to damage the compressors. That would be a Wally question. Are you there, Wally? We'd be great and see if Wally can come back.
Listening. Sorry, I didn't catch the conversation. I know you were talking about generators.
Brownouts. When a brownout happens, is it bad for any kind of refrigeration device to get half power or whatever? And then send it over to Joe.
The problem is when the voltage drops, the amperage increases, the power law. So that's what happens. So let's say if it drops 20 volts, okay, that's what, like 18%. So that means your amperage is going to go up equally. It's an exact mathematical formula. So, yeah, it's bad. I think a lot of the UPSs are set at like 105 volts, so what will happen, even the cheaper ones, so if it gets down to 105, they'll kick on. So some of the older, cheaper ones would give you a thing. So, the power companies nowadays are pretty good about preventing brownouts. They'll kill the power, when you see staged power outages, okay, so like in a day like today, it's possible. They're doing everything they can to prevent brownouts. They'll have less damage if they kill the power in like a subdivision to save power for somebody else than they will if they let the voltage drop. So brownouts are very, very rare nowadays.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I just always need a brownout and I could turn everything off, but yeah, it would make sense. So do you wait all day?
Yeah, that does make sense, Wally, because I haven't seen that in a long time, a brownout. One time I've seen it where you have, you got the two legs of your 240 coming in. I've seen it where one leg will go down, and you only have half a leg, but that only affects the 220 stuff in the house, which could be bad if it's your AC, your central AC.
Killing warrant. Or we're going to kill the power to New Baltimore or wherever they needed to do. So, and then they would cycle it. Okay, so they'll kill this subdivision for an hour or two, and then they'll move over to this subdivision for an hour or two. So they're actually pretty good at it, but they're not perfect. Kim, go ahead, WBD.
Sorry, I may have stepped on you. I don't know how that's possible here, but copy that. And then when they do that, where they drop your power just for your AC, because I got a separate meter for the, air conditioning, right? But it's that interruptible stuff just for that. And I can always tell. It's not going on. I go out, take a look at the little box. There's a red light on it. I think, of course, they have the smart meters now, so that might be a little different. But, all right, Joe, over to you.
No, this is great. Thanks for reminding me. My generator, I bought a new battery for it, the Generac, and, I was gone all last year, so I haven't done any maintenance on it. Of course, the pole started, and usually it kicks over on the first pole, and I am not getting it started, so I've got to go through it now. Thanks for reminding me of another project at home waiting for me.
Silver. Go ahead, Wally. You're up.
I was going to tell Joe, make sure he, especially for those generators, make sure he uses rec fuel. Pay the extra $1.50, uses rec fuel in this generator.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that might be my problem. I'd be gummed up. I put diesel in all the time, but that doesn't do anything to ethanol. So, good point.
Yeah, Wally and everyone in the group here kept on telling me you got to use rec fuel, so... I found it just down the street at the gas station. It's not cheap, of course, but I went ahead and filled up not only for the generator, but for all the lawn equipment and everything. I think it's a good idea because I do depend on that for storms. Wally,
nothing wrong with the cheap fuel if you're burning through it. If you're burning through it right away, whatever gas fuel, that's fine. But what happens is like a generator. like everything else, life gets in its way. You forget about the generator because it's not being used. And there it sits in your garage for 6 to 8 months. And then all of a sudden you go to use it and it's not starting because you've gummed up the carburetor. So what it does is that the alcohol evaporates faster. So what it does is that then it creates a big gum base in the bottom of the carburetor and plugs up the main jet and you're done. So the other thing that works fairly well and how it does it is stable. And all stable does is kind of like puts like an oily film on top of the fuel. So when it sits for a while, it puts an oily film, and it helps the gas from evaporating. So, you know, that's the other thing that's what's nice with stable. So when you dump that in there, you're basically dumping oil in your gas. And so it puts it in, and what it does is it helps it so it doesn't evaporate. So if you do forget about it, that's fine. But like in my jet ski, for example, if I know I'm going to, like, run it, okay, I'll just put regular car gas in it. But I don't, okay? I ran it, and now it's back in the garage, and it might sit there for 2 or 3 months. So I just make a habit of always using the rec fuel for it. But, you know, let's say if you got a long-term power outage and it's going on for days and days and days, fine. Use the GP gas, okay? Just make sure you get it all out of there before you store it. But if, you know, you're going to run it 4 or 5 hours, put it back in your garage and let it sit there for a while, yeah, then, you know, you're better off with a little bit of stable and regular.
Go ahead, son.
Yeah, NHWRO, I started something on our Discord page when I said, what do you guys prefer, stable or seafoam? Oh, my gosh, you got some with stable and some. And I know there's slightly different reasons for using them, so. But I'm in your camp while he's stable. Go ahead, Joe.
I always look at seafoam as more of a cleaner. Once a year, just burn it, smell all the carburetors and everything like that. And then stable is more of a long-term storage kind of thing.
Save some money, just put an ounce or two of two-stroke oil in there, the same stuff.
Different ways of handling the problem there, but it's not like a snowblower, too. A snowblower sometimes sits. We don't use it as much. Like a snowblower in the wintertime, we don't use it as much as a lawnmower at all. So, and, of course, if you do not empty it and empty the carb, yeah, that carb's just going to get gunked up. So I'm just going to go with rec fuel for everything. It's easier because I only have 2 5-gallon cans anyway, so. But, yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I think seafoam is more of a – it's a little different application there. It's more for cleaning. And then when it comes around, Wally, you said something about oil, a particular kind of oil for generators. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I agree. I have nothing on that one. Go ahead.
Oil is basically stable. That's all I'm saying. Keeps going from there. You know, and like in a device like a snowmobile or an outboard motor or something of that nature, jet ski, okay, ethanol attracts water, okay? So what is snow? Snow is frozen water, right? So, you know, so basically as your engine gets really hot, okay, and you get blowing snow and water all over it, that water is getting attracted into your fuel. Because, you know, as you're burning fuel, there's a vacuum in the tank and it's sucked in water, and then all of a sudden you create a problem. Kind of like the old days when you used to buy heat and all that other stuff. Well, all that crap was ethanol. Well, you don't have to buy ethanol nowadays, you know, because that's what it is. So, yeah, those oxygenated fuels created a lot of problems for a lot of people. I'm not sure. Joe, go ahead.
Jonathan, those are all lessons that I feel like we all learned the hard way as well. The effort of saving money.
Yeah, you're starting to bring back memories from the old days. I remember as a kid rolling up to the pump when it was full service, and I think we had an old Chrysler New Yorker. It actually had AC in it. I forget what year it was, but, you know, Dad would say, yeah, fill it up with ethyl. Never hear that nowadays. Wally?
Get dressed the rest of the way, guys. I got a 9 o'clock meeting, my favorite 9 o'clock meeting. How we can make things better. and it just stuck my head outside, and it is lucky, so, but I hear something right outside.
All right, you guys have a good day, Joe. Good luck. Chat next time about radio you decided. I know you were hunting. I don't have time for it right now, so. All right, you guys, you all be good.
Joe, go ahead.
I'm out of here.
WAV.
731, 78BD, 78LK. Yeah, good stuff.
KFA, FGS.
Got you in there, David. And Wally, you have a good one. Stay cool. FGS. We are speaking with WALFA and AWRO here. KFA FGS. David, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. I'm not sure what repeater I'm on. I'm out here on M21 headed toward Lake George for a project. And heard you guys out there and thought I'd just give a shout out. Good morning, everyone.
Yep, good morning. This is Joe W8LFA. Sorry, reach over to take a picture of your ID so I can update my radio. Yep, good morning. Just driving from downtown actually up to towards you guys, the Shelby Township area. So we'll see how long it takes before I drop out of the Detroit repeater. But that's where we're at.
Yeah, let's see. I'm on the dashboard here, so you guys are driving, so I'll be the control operator. So, Joe, yeah, you're on Detroit. Like you said, very good signal, 102. Dave, so Burnside is, just southwest of, southeast of Mayville. So I imagine you'll be switching on your way northward. What are you doing? You are doing 106. Really good. And, of course, I'm on Mount Clemens. 104 or thereabouts. So, where are you headed to again, David? I missed it. N8WRO over to KF8FGS.
So I'm on M21 going to Lake George doing an AC project for some people out there. So I'm just a couple of miles from Lake George.
I'll jump in there, Joe, and take it for Dave. No, you're on Statewide 1. You're definitely doing BMR, but, I'm just curious. Definitely on Burnside. So, go ahead, David, and send it over to Joe.
Well, thank you. Interesting. This is my first time on BMR. I didn't even know I was on it, but I had programmed my, DM32. With the code plug off the McComb ARPSB website. And I just started dialing around. There you guys were. I was tickled. Well, thank you very much. This is KF8FGS. I'm about 3 minutes from being designated, so we'll send it back to Joe.
Well, glad to hear we're your first DMR contact. I started off with the DM32. Currently on my Motorola 7550, which is a handheld, because I'm driving eastbound 94. So that's what I love about this, is I can be on the handheld and still come in what would be full quieting, per se. I can do this on the analog channel, that's for sure.
Yeah, I didn't realize, David, that you hadn't been on, but I guess you're right. And that explained it. I was wondering how you didn't know you were in a DMR, but you got the code plug for the DM32. So that explained it, and you're mobile right now. So, yeah, welcome aboard. I forget what pass number. That's a pass number in level 2. So next meeting I can sign you off on that. So don't forget to bring your pass book. All right, guys, I think I'm going to jump out. I will listen out to both of you. This is NAWRO with KF8FGS and... I'm going to forget your call sign, Joe. W-A-L-F-A. I will send it over to David. I will listen out. This will be my final. N-A-W-R-O. You guys stay cool.
Thank you. Annie WRO, Tim, and Joe. I'll come up with a nickname for you based on your suffix. It says KFAFES.
Sounds good. Hopefully I'm still making it. But that being said, Tim and Dave, 7-3, I'm trying to look at the same time. 7-3, enjoy your morning.
Yeah, I got both of your last, good copy on both. Dave, you were getting a little sketchy there. And Dave, I know you were finding good signals. Mine was always November 8th, wireless Richmond operator for WRO. But I'll be clear monitoring. NHWRO.
Yeah, this is KFAFDS. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to be late. I'll be late meeting.
You're on the eastbound 94. Eastbound? Yeah. So westbound 94 traffic, are you, Wally?
No, I'm heading north on County Line.
Okay, I was going to say, I just got off in Utica from eastbound 94, which is smooth sailing, but westbound is completely backed up.
Yeah, I got that down to one lane over there, right around, I think between Metro Parkway and North River.
Good to know, because I'll be probably kicking it on my way back.
Yeah, so. I'm heading towards the office for my 9 o'clock meeting. It's 9-0-something, so I guess I'm late. Hopefully they don't fire me.
Yeah, just keep them on your toes, right?
Well, yeah. Very good. Sounds good. We're, I guess, sign out. I'm on the road to the office, but you have a good day. Keep cool. Miserable day, they're saying. Today, I heard us talking earlier. Today, we got heat and the humidity, so everything's going to work overtime now, and you're starting to even see the haze in the sky. Talk to you later. Have a good day, Judy.
I don't know. Yesterday was pretty rough. It seemed like it was hotter and more humid this early in the morning as well, but oh well. I'm going to Miami next week, so it's just me getting prepared for it. Kid travels, make it to your appointment. I'll be around, but you will also.
Take care, Joe. Be careful. Good baby. Hey, Tim, I don't have any radios with me, so if you need something, call me.
KF8S on Byron Center.
Hello, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Koga.
Looks like my signal's a little bit weak, so I just wanted to test this out. Thanks for coming back to me. KF8S, I'll be clear until I'm in a better spot.
KF8S, you came in loud and clear on statewide 1. KC8S, key clear.
This is KFDR. Anyone around can jump over to P25 for a test.
W8LFA, I can try. I'm a little far from the trip here. My people hear you, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying some here. I don't know if I'm going to make it in or not. If you can hear it, I'm going to give out a transmission on there. Hold on.
Sounds good.
Okay, you came through clear, no digital?
No, that sounds good. It sounds like a plan, sorry. I had nothing come across on my end, but I'm up here in Utica, so... I was hoping I'd hear something, but no.
Oh, okay. I think, yeah, I'm probably out of range with this radio that I'm testing. All right. Let me jump in. I've got a minute. I'm going to switch to a different radio. Just tell me if you hear me okay. I'll be right back. Okay, Peter.
Yeah, here we go. I'll drop it at that time, so.
All right. The first one was a UHF. The other one was a VHF. So that one came through okay, but the first one didn't, right?
Correct.
Yeah, just a little too far on the antenna I was using to get in on UHF. That's what I thought. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Carry on. Kate Pierre.
Anytime. W-E-L-F-A.
10-8-WRO and 8-WRO. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8-Echo-Tango Quebec on Statewide 1. Are you there?
10-8-WRO Richmond. I'm here, Darren. Go ahead.
My coworker wants to try out the ham radio thing. Can I pass the mic on to them?
By all means, as control operator, go ahead.
Did you say? Your signal was a little bit broken up on my side.
Yeah, affirmative, Darren. Go ahead. Standing by.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Tim, Tango India Mike. I'm up in Richmond, part of Darren's group. What's your name?
Valentina. I don't have a call sign yet, but no, this is pretty cool.
Well, as soon as you take your class, we'd love to have you aboard if you're interested. And, of course, once you pass, you can even just, try the group out. I'm sure Darren's told you about it. We meet Thursday of every month, and we have our net, like tonight, too, by the way. We're having a net. So, yeah, it's not that difficult to get your license, but, it's pretty good. And technology is kind of interesting because I think you guys would be interested in that. This is a digital DMR, as I'm sure Darren's told you about. But all right, well, good to meet you on the air. I wish you good luck in getting your license. N-8-W-R-O. Back over to K-F-A-E-T-Q.
Thank you so much. I wish you the best as well.
W-E-L-S-A.
Hey, Joe. How's it going so far on this hot day? You got Darren with a guest here, K-F-A-E-T-Q, and, of course, myself in A-W-R-O. Over to Joe, and then Joe, send it to Darren.
Yeah, I just wanted to say congrats, Darren, on getting somebody else involved in the hobby. I'll just get one person involved, it helps grow it. So good job on that. To Valentina, anything that I can give advice-wise is don't get discouraged from one thing. There's so many different parts of the hobby that usually there's always something for everyone, if that makes any sense. W-E-L-F-A.
No. I have questions, but, Darren is, my Wikipedia for everything.
Yep, perfect. That's all you need. So, okay, I'll let you guys get back to it. This is W-A-L-F-A. I'll be clear.
K-E-A-W-U-O, saying hi to Darren and his friend from work. Welcome to Ham Radio.
Look at that, Darren. You were worried there'd be nobody to talk to at lunchtime, and you got a whole gaggle of us. All right, thanks, Joe. You have a good one. John, howdy again. And let's hear back from Darren one more time. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, over to KFAETQ.
Hello? I'm looking forward to this net. I was testing out this antenna, trying to see how well it does. It seems like it worked well last night when I tested it, and it seems like it's working okay this morning so far. So what have you been up to, Devon?
I've been doing a fair amount of diving, working on work. We've got a bunch of quotes I got to do, preparing for vacation, trying to get this van out of my driveway and get all the stuff out of it, family parties, all that kind of fun stuff. So getting my IES 7 and 800 buttoned up, and other than that, sleeping, I think, and suffering in the heat. What about you?
Go ahead, Darren, send it back to me.
In the building a while ago. I'm happy enjoying the inside right now, working on stuff as normal for work.
Yeah, Darren, I do think that antenna you got is fine, but your DMR mic might be a little hot. I think we were talking about that before, so I don't know if there's a way. Maybe you've already adjusted it down as low as possible, so if you have, then maybe the only thing I could suggest is back off the mic just a little bit. It's the old balance game. You know, I don't know how John and I compare in volume, but then you and everybody else, you're pretty hot and everyone else is kind of level. So do what you can on the microphone game for that. For now, I'll send it over to John, and then you'll get it after.
Yes, first of all, K-E-A-W-U-O. I'd have to agree with Tim, although I would kind of mention that it seems a little intermittent, so my hunch is it's related to the position of the mic when you're talking. If you're using a handheld, you know, maybe a little bit further, or a, you know, a speaker mic, maybe a little further from the mouth, or not sure, but yeah, there's times where you come through kind of strong, and then times where you're a little bit more soft-spoken, so, but for the most part, you sound pretty good, so, but I agree, I did have to turn the radio down specifically when you started talking, so. But, all right, well, I'll send it back over to Darren, KFAETQ.
Really? I'm loud. I didn't really realize that. Everyone else was really quiet around them.
Sorry, I had a breaking station in there. Go ahead. This is NAWRO. All right, well, maybe not. I could have sworn I saw some numbers there. Darren, that last was better. So I don't know if you just backed off the mic a little, but just, you know, yeah, you never know until someone tells you, right? So, but no worries. And I think that's about it. I know you wanted to give it a shot here for lunchtime to get your coworker on the air and perhaps entice her to get her ticket. That'd be great. John, back over to you.
All righty. Yeah, Darren, your friend mentioned that you were her encyclopedia for ham radio, and I think to some degree Darren is our encyclopedia to ham radio too. but yeah, he's a good friend to have and to learn from. So hopefully you enjoy the hobby, and yeah, Darren, you're not normally real loud, you know, or you know, in person especially, but on the radio you have your moments. But I agree with Tim, your last was much better. K-E-A-W-U-O over to K-F-A-E-T-Q.
Thank you. You got my coworkers laughing for some reason. I don't know why they're laughing, but regardless, yeah, thanks for the compliments. I think she said that I was an encyclopedia and didn't really specify for radio specifically, but either way, yeah. Back to you guys. I'll be heading out shortly. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make this my last as well. But yeah, when she said that I was thinking to myself, I got a comment. Yeah, well, that tracks. They're in the encyclopedia. That's great. And I mean that as a compliment. So, all right, guys, I'm going to get some work done. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar with K-E-A-W-U-O and K-F-A-E-T-Q. Go ahead, John, and I'll listen out. You guys have a good one. John, I'll see you later for the net.
All righty. Well, have a good one, Tim. Good talking to you again. And we'll see you again tonight. And Darren, don't know how long you'll be hanging out with your friends, but if they're around for the net tonight, should be a good one. But other than that, I'll send it over to you, but I'll probably step out here pretty soon. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Are you talking about the next net or the next in-person event by any chance? Back to you. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
I was talking about the next net, the one tonight. But yeah, they're more than welcome to come check out the in-person meeting too. So that you can find the date of on our website, mccolmayrpsc.org, and I'm sure you know where to go because you're an encyclopedia. all right, well, hopefully that answers your question.
Thank you, John. I'll be on the net later today. Talk to you later.
Sounds good. K-E-A-W-U-O. Talk to you later.
Aaron, don't forget the sign. N-A-W-R-O.
Fine, Tim. I guess I will. QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Good man.
Tim, don't forget the sign. K-E-A-W-U-O.
It was within 10 minutes. N-A-W-R-O. Have a good one, guys.
W-A-B-D, Kate Pierre.
I actually have a radio with me. What's up?
W-A-B-D.
Yeah. I guess afternoon now. Okay. I just want to talk to you about tomorrow.
Yep, we're good. We're in. Just give us a time and a place or something, and we're there. Dinner as well.
Okay, Debbie wants to make dinner. You okay with that?
Of course. A new paradigm for me.
Okay, I think she's thinking salmon and other stuff. Does that work with you guys?
Yes, we like it.
All right, well, why don't you figure, let's say, 6:30. I think would work good. Just time to relax and then go to the vote.
Sounds good. I was told to ask, what shall we bring?
Oh, let's see. I'll pass the boss and let you know.
Okay. You guys like wine?
Yeah, sounds good. I can't drink a lot of that because of, you know, my medications and stuff, but I always just enjoy a little sip or two.
Okay. That'll be one of them. You just let us know what the other ones are. It's no problem. Also, I need you to text me your address. I'm sure I can find it, but it'd be easier if you just texted it.
Yeah, I figured I was going to do that today. So, all right. I'm just heading off to work. Assume you're doing the same.
Yeah, I got there by 8 o'clock. I'm leaving. Coming home here to grab a bite to eat. I'll probably go back for an hour or two, and then I'll call it.
Are you closed tomorrow? I'll be about closing Monday. I don't know. One of those weird things.
Yeah, we're doing Friday. They can work if they want to work. They get paid either way. So that's why we're kind of doing it. But they get double if they want to work. It's basically for the service crew.
Yeah, when I had my business, we used to, I think we took a vote on when the holiday was on a weekend. You want the Friday or the Monday? It was usually the Friday one out.
Nice thing about Monday, there will be less people all trying to get to the same water spots and everything else like that. Probably be less people allowed in your lake, but either way.
Yeah, I was watching the news last night. It could be some storm, some rain or something. I hope it stays away. We'll know more tomorrow.
Yeah, there was a few isolated ones that popped up here and there because of the skies being unstable, but I haven't really heard too much about anything other than extreme heat and humidity.
Yeah, okay. Now, we'll have to walk from our house to the boat, which is about a quarter mile. That's not an issue, is it?
Not for either one of us. You just did a 5K.
All right, this is much less than that. So, all right, sounds good.
Okay, very good. All right, I will chat with you a little later. Drive safe.
Roger that. All right. You too. Catch you later. Hey, Peter.
Yeah, be right, baby. KFAS, listening on Statewide 1 in Grand Haven. KFAS testing. Oh, yeah, that's a nice signal. I must be near the repeater.
I hear you, Dave, but not many people are talking today because of the weather is so nice.
Roger that. Yeah, I was in Grand Haven. I just did a POTA activation at the state park there. And took the dog for a walk on the little pier.
Staying there for the night, for the evening?
Yeah, I'm heading back to Grand Rapids after lunch here. And then I'll be in Grand Rapids for the rest of the day. Going home tomorrow.
Is it just you or are you with your kids?
We caravaned, and the kids and my wife went in one car, and me and the dog went in the other. And they're off doing something else today, and I'm by myself until my in-laws basically I'm visiting, and they're doing a big dinner thing at about 4:30. So I'm just killing time right now.
You should do a water fountain show there. I don't know if they still do it in Grand Haven. It's worth hanging around to see that.
Yeah, that I don't know. I'm at some, like, mall area north of Grand Haven, probably south of Muskegon. Looks like it's being built up. There's a brand new Costco over here and everything.
WATV. Yeah, just ask somebody. It was probably a tourist attraction.
All right, we'll look into it, but I don't know if I'll be near it, even if they're having it, so... All right, I'll let you go. I'm going to go and grab my food, and I'll chat with you later. KSA done.
I'm going through my new repeater, and I am slowly getting it perfected. I've got all the dropouts fixed, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Very good. I don't know, really quick, was Mount Clemens doing like a beaconing the other day? Because it was like burping a lot on, like, Saturday, like there was traffic, and it was like it sounded like somebody barfing or something.
But on Sean's repeater, that I don't know.
No, the Mount Clemens DMR. It was like somebody was beaconing or something.
Fall beacon. It's part of the IP Connect. That was one of my things that I had a meltdown with old Bradmeister. They send beacons out, so when you're traveling, it listens to it's usually like every minute, and that way your radio knows what channel group to pick.
Okay. Well, my radio must have not have been filtering those out right, so because you know it was a non-IP Connect radio. So just curious if you knew anything. So it just sounds like normal stuff.
That's something on your end because it's supposed to ignore that. All right, I gotta step out, dude. Go get your food. I'll talk to you later. I'll have this with me. I'm taking the kid to the beach in the golf cart. WB.
Yep. Talk to you later. KFA.
Hey, LBV. Hey, LBV. W2PUT.
How are you? I'm just headed back to my place on 14 here, so I'm out by 225.
Yeah, I'm in the Gulf.
That's fine. Yeah, that one chopped up a bit and then went to, no audio for like 7 or 8 seconds. And yeah, my radio's doing a no. I'm going to reboot it just in case it's my end. Hey, LBV.
I had the radio set on really, really low power.
Yeah, it'll be W2PUT.
A lot of wind noise in my end.
And it'll be me. I just rebooted the radio. I don't think it'll make any difference, but I was getting no audio coming back twice.
What's on fire? I was in my golf cart and my handy dog, and I had the handy dog connect for ultimate low power.
Yeah, okay. I heard you that time. It sounds like high bitter rate, but, I could hear you a lot better.
Thanks. I love your head, but I'm almost to town.
Hey, hi. I'm doing great.
Okay, so I had audio that time, but I definitely could not understand that very well.
NAWPV from W2PUT.
NAWPV, that one was good.
Hey, Steve. Well, actually, I think there's two people in here. I looked at the dashboard, and I see, I think it's W8VD is also popping up there as well. And yeah, he's got some issues. I just heard you. I wanted to say hello. We're at our place up here in Akiak, enjoying a little up north time.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just getting on 23 here. I'm in it, south. I haven't checked it in about a week, but the 2-meter node out in Ann Arbor was doing it, so it doesn't want to decode any DTMF thing again. It might need a kick.
You know, right now the internet is down too at the U of M, so can't connect to or from anything with that. Hopefully we'll get internet back there again, but that's a U of M IT issue. You're just getting on 23, and we're right along US 23, which up here it's just a 2-lane road. Or driveway up here is on 23. Oh, well, hey, I'll let you get going, Steve. Hey, heard you and figured I'd say hi. It's been a little while. LBV, W2PUT.
All right, W2PUT. Take care. LBV. Catch you next time.
W8EAP.
KFAS, I'm Muskegon.
KFAS, this is W8EAP. Sounding good.
Sure. And I clustered all the ones on along the lake, the roaming zone. I had a Grand Rapids zone. I was like, why am I getting nothing? It's like, oh yeah, I got a lakeshore zone. So that's just the way I set my radio up.
Yeah, if I do a little more traveling this year, which is up in the air, I might do the roaming. I'll have to send me your code plug so I can copy the roaming. Probably shouldn't be that hard to do. It'd take me 5 minutes to set it up.
Yeah, I think I already gave it to you. I mean, I think you're using it. It's just like in a hidden menu. So I'll have to show you how to use it.
Yeah, I might have trashed it. I might have to send it to me again. I'll look at it here in a minute. I think I might have trashed that by mistake at one point. Trashed it and started over. But very good. How's the audio on my end?
Very good. No breakup. You're not breaking up at all. Really clear. I mean, everything's clear, either on or off. So no packet losses. How about that?
Roger. I was just wondering about the audio level because I talked about the same voice about 3 inches, 3 or 4 inches from the mic. And I put my audio indicator here. It looks like I'm about in the range.
Yeah, your audio level is about the same as the other folks that were on here, so all good, at least to my ear.
Very good. So what's on the agenda? You're heading back to where you were yesterday?
Yeah, I must be near Mesquite.
Yep. Are you on the 890 right now? I don't know. Maybe dropped out of that repeater anyhow. I was just wondering if you were on the 890.
Trying to use 51 on time slot two, and so something was messed up with just that one entry in my code plug.
Roger, Roger. All right, man. I'll let you get back to it. I got some stuff I got to do around here. I got some places to go today, so I will be in touch on this one or the other one. The POC, the future of radio. All right, catch you later. W-E-A-P.
All right, calculator. Yeah, I'll be probably using the other radio more than this. This one's just fine for listening. I don't have an external antenna, so I can't talk while I'm driving. All right, talk to you later. Campina.
KFAFGS.
KFAFGS, KAPR. Hello, Dave.
Yes, this is Dave. or David, rather, and KF8FGS. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Phil, KAPR. Is that not coming up on your display?
Well, I'm mobile, but let's try it again if you're getting another transmission.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Phil, KAPR. Leaving work.
Yeah, my wonder engine on Rochester Road coming south. What freeway are you getting on, Phil?
I-75, near Big Beaver.
Well, roger that. Yeah, today's my first day on the trip. I think you were on this morning, my first day on DMR, and it's a remarkable signal.
Yeah, it's either all or nothing. It's moving to digital. What are you using for radio?
I have a DM32 Baofeng handheld. I think it's probably 8 watts with a mag mount antenna.
Okay, that seems to be a popular one. Yeah, if you're just showing my number rather than my information, you mean you don't have the database loaded. I don't know how many contacts that radio will hold, but, you know, you can download the database from the website, and so when you load all them all in, every time somebody comes up, it will show you their name, looking at where they're from, and whatever other information is in there. All right, I don't think you're making it. Yeah, I'm just hearing some blips.
Rapids, KFNA.
Yeah, you're not making it right now. You know, as they say, I think you're out of string. I don't know what you got programmed in or which city or what system you're going through. I'm on the Detroit. You know, then there's the Mount Clemens, there's one in Novi. You can all connect to State 101. There's one in Royal Oak, there's one in Warren. So I don't know what you're connected to.
Well, for one, I was down in a valley. I think I'm on Burnside.
Yeah, you're out more than you're in. I don't even know where Burnside is. That's pretty far up north, isn't it?
It's north of Imlay City. Roger.
Okay. Was there somebody else in there? It didn't sound like they...
No, it's me. It's Dave. I'm in Grand Rapids, but I'm on an HT. Just thought I'd let you know. About to head out of my hotel. I'll talk to you later, KF8S.
Oh, another Dave. Okay, sounds good. All right, the other Dave, FGS, I'm not sure where you're located, but if you're, I wonder if you're more toward Detroit, you should be on a different system. All right, I guess you're out of, I've lost you there. All right, KPR, I'm listening.
KCKJO.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, Mount Clemens, repeater, statewide 1.
KCKJO.
KCKJO, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Hey, Dave. How's the net tonight?
Oh, the net was great. We had a rousing discussion on what people might do in the event of a fireworks-related injury event.
Oh, yeah, I was listening. Just that I was getting ready to leave the house. That's why I did it in and out. So I wasn't sure if I was going to be on the radio right away.
Yeah, copy that. Better safe than sorry. So a little bit annoying when I can't make the repeater. I'm just getting in my car right now, heading off to work. They just had some fiber failures down in Detroit, and they want us to come take a look at them.
What kind of trailers do they have downtown?
Fiber optic cable failures.
Okay, yeah, your audio is like really loud and garbled a little bit there. Fiber optic issues, okay. Well, I'm going to a complaint issue if you can't.
Well, sounds like you got a nice ride ahead of you then.
Well, yeah, coming from the north end of the county, of course.
All right. My car is now showing, it's dropped a little bit. Now it's only showing 98 degrees.
Yeah, it tells me 95 right now, but when I was driving a little bit more east, it was 99. So up here in Farmington, a couple degrees cooler, but still, you know, hot as Hades.
As of looking at the weather, tomorrow's supposed to be almost as warm, and then Saturday it starts to cool off, gets down to 85. So that'll be nice. Looks like some rain for the afternoon. We'll see what that does for the fireworks. My family, we're going to go see the young George Washington in theater tomorrow, or excuse me, Saturday at 10 o'clock, and learn a little bit more about a founding father.
I'm probably going to vegetate tomorrow, and then hopefully it's not too bad on Saturday that I can barbecue and my brother and sister over and get my wife's brothers want to come over. What kind of radio are you using?
I'm running right now the Baofeng DM32UV.
The DM32?
Yep. Microphone aftermarket.
Yeah, you might want to turn your mic gain on a little bit down because it's kind of hot there.
Okay, good to know. I'm going to back off the microphone. Probably don't want to try and turn it down while I'm driving. Is this any better?
Yeah, back off just a little bit more or talk across the mic instead of into it. See what kind of difference that makes.
Okay, now let's see what I got here. I got about 5 or 6 inches now. How is that?
Yeah, that's better. You don't sound, I mean, doesn't sound like you're burning up my speaker. Like I said, when you're talking in the mic, it really brings the mic in. That's what difference between digital and analog and digital. Increases the audio volume, like, tremendously. I got mine down to, like, a minus 10, I think. That way it doesn't carry over too loud. KKKKL.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to, I have not looked at the mic gain option on the DM32, so I'll have to look at that and see what I can do about that, but good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, the digital mic gain, if you got to set it at zero, it can come in kind of high. If you bring it down to like a minus 6 or a minus 9, then you're like right there at that sweet spot where the audio is great and, you know, you're not too loud kind of thing. Besides that, it sounds pretty good, I do say.
I kind of like this one. I'm looking at a couple other options for a more permanent mobile solution. Use this as a walk around, but I don't know what I'm going to get yet. Hey, I'm getting on 94 here. They got a bit of traffic, and they're always crazy over here. So I'm going to let you go right now, Tom, and I'll catch you down the log. 88 and 8.
All right, sounds good. Chat later. 73, drive safe. KCAKJO. 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 Monitoring. Stay white one.